Radio.
Radio
X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
A very warm welcome to the Evening Show podcast with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Joe.
That was very professional, mate.
It was almost on the lines of doing something quite serious in broadcasting.
It wasn't it?
Well, let's remind people how average and amateur I am.
Absolutely. I think it's only today, really, that you're back to just about match fit.
I've got to apologise, Joe. I've been what can only be described as broken biscuits this week, haven't I?
You've been sweaty, photosensitive, late, but that's all right.
I shouldn't laugh like that. I've been banjoed. I've been totally discombobulated. I haven't been myself because I had one of the best weekends of my life, which you can hear all about in this Evening Show podcast. Noel Gallagher's 50th birthday, the greatest weekend ever in the history of the world, talked about on the Evening Show podcast. Other great stuff as well. Joel, we had David Grohl. We can't call him Dave Grohl anymore, remember, because Virginia, his mother, was on the Evening Show.
We know his mum,
and it's only respectful to refer to him as David from now on. He was on the show talking about the new Foo Fighters single, and Giles Martin as well, the son of the late, great George Martin, was on talking about Sgt. Pepper's 50th anniversary, which is an incredible achievement.
Yeah, I thought it was a really interesting chat, that. So I obviously wasn't there. That was producer Vin that was recording that. But you got to go to Abbey Road and walk in those corridors and chat to the son of the man that actually made it happen.
Well, I've been very fortunate. I got to interview him before with his dad in Vegas about 10 years ago. And it was a really special occasion. And he's a lovely fella, great company. And it was one of them. I wish I could have had another half hour just talking to him because his stories are compelling. He's got a beautiful voice. And what a great man he is. Incredibly talented. Mm. So yeah, that's coming up. Giles Martin, David Grohl, and Noel Gallagher's 50th birthday. So much, there wasn't even time for the classic albums chat we normally do. But don't worry, it's back on Monday.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
I'm Gordon Smart. This is your evening show here on Radio X. A very special moment for us now. A true rock and roll icon is on the evening show. He started off in one of the greatest bands of his generation, Nirvana, and for over two decades, he's been rearranging skeletons with weapons-grade rock and roll as the frontman in Foo Fighters. And he's with us on the phone right now, Mr. Dave Grohl.
That was quite an introduction. Thank you very much. I appreciate that a lot.
It's not a problem at all. Can you just set the scene for us, Dave, and tell us where you are right now when we're speaking to you on the phone?
Right now I'm sitting on my bed. I haven't shaved. I'm shirtless. I've had two cups of coffee. My dog is scratching at the door, but I can't let her in right now because I'm on the phone. And I'm talking to you.
Excellent. The last time I spoke to you, you were vacuuming. So I'm pleased to hear that normality is still there in your life.
I'm a domestic type, you know. I don't really get out too much.
Dave, I feel wrong describing you, calling you Dave now, because we had your mum, Virginia, on the phone a couple of weeks ago. And I feel like I've got to call you David now, because you gave me a row and a slap on the wrists for that. So I'm going to have to call you David.
It's funny. I think everybody that knows me before Nirvana became popular calls me David. And I think the only reason why people call me Dave is because that's how I was credited on the record Nevermind. And so everyone that I know from after then calls me Dave. You can call me anything you want. Doesn't matter.
Okay, Hamish.
I like that, actually. You know, my mother almost named me Hans.
For any reason, would it have been after Hans Zimmer or somebody like that?
No, maybe Star Wars. Who knows? I'm not sure.
Dave, could you just give us a very quick word about From Cradle to Grave? Because the book is wonderful, and you'd written a lovely foreword in it as well. What was it like reading that book and all that wonderful stuff and emotional stuff from your mother?
Well, you know, the funniest thing about reading it is that when I read it, I just heard my mother's voice. You know, she writes in a very conversational tone, and the way that she speaks makes its way to the paper. And so, you know, for her to wait until she was in her late 70s to write a book, to me, it's like she's getting her second wind now.
She was truly inspirational. It really was amazing speaking to her. She was such a great interview as well. She was great. She was great. Yeah. Now, Dave, it's been 2 years since we last heard from you with new material, and you've come back with what I would describe as a walloper of a song. It really is a belter.
The greatest thing about being in this band is we honestly feel like we're capable of doing anything. You know, whether it's an acoustic song, whether it sounds like speed metal, whether it's, you know, just a groove, we kind of decide which way to steer the boat every time we make a record. And sometimes it goes in lots of different directions. And at this point, we've been a band for 22 years. It kind of feels like, you know, if you find a riff or you find a groove that feels good, then just go for it. It doesn't matter what it is. And this particular song, I mean, it's like a dancehall reggaeton beat, but it's played by, like, Metallica or something, you know? It's like a metal reggaeton thing. And it was just like this silly riff that I came up with, and then we started jamming on it, and it turned into something huge. And you know, it's one of those things that I imagine thousands of people singing along to every time we go out and play shows from now on.
Oh, I couldn't hear it without thinking about you playing Glastonbury. It's one of those songs, well, it always makes me think, how does Dave Grohl look after his vocal cords? It's like Harry Nilsson and John Lennon screaming into a microphone and damaging their vocal cords, but yeah, it starts delicately and then suddenly, bang, there it is, he's back.
You know, it's just whiskey and Advil. It works. It really works.
Radio.
Radio X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, you must be looking forward to playing these songs when you get on stage, because it's been a long time coming after the broken leg, finally getting on that stage.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we were really looking forward to doing that show a couple years ago. And I honestly, I mean, at first I thought I'd be able to do it. You know, when I broke my leg, I jumped back up on stage within 10 minutes and finished that show, and then came down to London and had surgery in London. And I thought, well, maybe if I just sit down, I'll be able to do the show. And after the surgery, there was just no way, man. I mean, it was the most pain I've ever felt in my entire life. And I was really just kind of, I was in a wheelchair for couple weeks, you know. And I remember when I heard that Florence and the Machine were playing, I was really excited because I love them and I love her, and knowing that they were taking our place really made me happy. And then I heard that they did a cover of our song Times Like These, and I was in my wheelchair with my laptop listening to it, and it really got me choked up, man. I just kind of, like, tears started coming down my face, not that I had missed the show, but it was such a touching moment for me personally, and that they're so brilliant, they pulled it off so well, you know?
Like, yeah.
We're a little bit late on that gig, but I'm looking forward to making up for it.
Yeah, just wrap yourself in cotton wool for the next few weeks, please, and don't do anything silly.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
What's it like now, after all these years being a musician, handing a song over for the first time? How's that experience changed when you give it over and we play it on the radio? What's that like for you now after all those decades producing music?
It's exciting, man. I mean, you know, we just went and played a show a couple days ago at this festival called Bottle Rock in California, Napa Valley. And that was the first time we'd been on stage in front of 50,000 people in a couple years. And you kind of forget. When you go away for that long, you forget that feeling and that connection that you have with people. And when we sit down together and write a song or play something new, it's usually in a little room, and it makes us happy or it makes us smile. It starts there, and then to hear it go out to the world, it's just like you're letting something free, and it's amazing. I mean, I pinch myself all the time. I still can't believe that I don't have to work at Shakey's Pizza anymore. You know, like, it's honestly, like, it's pretty amazing that this is what I get to do. And so it's one of the reasons why we work so hard when we do it, but it's also the reason why we take it so seriously when we do, and have so much fun with it, because it really is a blessing that we get to do this and then let you guys hear it, you know.
Pizza's loss is rock and roll's gain, Dave. So thanks very much. The new single is outstanding. Run is brilliant. We really appreciate it. Cannot wait to see you at Glastonbury, and really looking forward to having you back on British soil. Dave Grohl, thank you very much indeed.
Radio.
Radio.
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Now, today marks the eve of the iconic Beatles album Sgt. Pepper turning 50 years old. With the anniversary in mind, I went down to the famous Abbey Road Studios, crossed the pedestrian crossing in St. John's Wood, and spent some time in the company of late great producer George Martin's son, Giles. He's just reworked the original for re-release tomorrow, uncovering some extremely precious and rare audio of John and Paul talking in Studio 2 during arduous recording sessions, amongst loads of other hidden gems. So, to mark the occasion, here is that chat with the charming, compelling, fascinating Giles Martin. What a great man he is.
Right, very pleased to say that we're here to celebrate a seminal moment in music, the 21st anniversary of Cooler Shaker's K.
That's right, yeah, thank you very much.
Giles, this must have been your proudest moment in music.
You know what, actually, I was talking about Cooler Shaker the other last night, and they, I tell you about Cooler Shakers, they could play as a band. They were a good band, they really were. Alonzo Bevan was a great bass player. You know, they made it. The thing about, you know, another band, Tears for Fears. You know, the thing about bands is that when they get together, the four of them in the room, they made a good sound.
Yeah. there's a chemistry between the four of them as well. On the subject of another famous four-piece with creativity and chemistry, it's the 50th anniversary of Sgt. Pepper, and you've been buried in it, Giles, for quite a while, I'd imagine, putting this together. And the last time, actually, we spoke and I had an interview with you, it was a really special occasion. You know, it was in Vegas for the premiere of Love, the Cirque du Soleil show, and I had the pleasure of interviewing you and your dad at the same time, which felt like it was a remarkable experience to be there and hear you both talking about the project. Has this got a similar sort of emotion to it as that one?
It does, apart from, it was weird. Love was really a project where I was trying to impress my dad, and you know, I did a lot of the musical mashups or combining of songs and then mixing. And he was 80 then, or 79, and he'd lost his hearing, but he was still a brilliant musical brain. And I remember I was in Vegas doing the show without him, and he came over, and I realized he hadn't heard Here Comes the Sun yet, and I felt really weird that he was going to hear it after other people. So it just didn't seem right to me. This, he's not here anymore. He died last March. And the strange thing about this is that the thing about Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band, it was his peak as a producer, I think. It was his peak as their collaboration between the four boys and him. And he died, and I came back into the studios about a week later, and I started working on Sgt. Pepper's, and the first voice I heard was his.
Yeah.
And it was kind of strange. It was kind of, and Yoko actually, when we were together in Vegas that time, Yoko, well, I was sitting playing Strawberry Fields to Yoko, and she said to me, "The funny thing about John, he's just a voice now."
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of understood that with my dad. But you know, listen, he had a great life. He died at the age of 90, and he has this legacy. And I said to him, I said before he died, I said, "You know, it's amazing, Dad." And he goes, "What do you mean?" I said, "Well, you know, you signed the Beatles and you made these records. I mean, you know, we both knew he was going to die." I said, you're going with that. Imagine how many millions of people you made happy. And he closed his eyes and he went, I did the best I could.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So on the specific tracks you worked on, and there is one that has a little bit of a chat between Paul and John, is that the first time you'd heard that, or did you know it existed and it was a fairly straightforward thing to include it in what you've produced?
Yeah, no, I went through all the tapes for the extras, and the plan actually with the extras for the re-release was actually, I thought, you know, I get the privilege of listening to the four tracks, the raw four tracks off tape, and I want the extras to be that.
Mm.
You know, I don't want to edit, I don't want to mix, you know, I just want to have faders up. So that was my intent, and so I went through all of the tapes. I went through everything and found, you know, bits of speech, and it wasn't, the thing is like, what can we say for the 60-year release, or, you know, it's like, let's get everything out of there. So the bits of speech, and sometimes I found speech, and it's like, without being too obvious, of course, to have speech in the studios, you have to have a microphone on. They may be talking to each other, but you have to be able to hear them, and occasionally I'd hear speech on a guitar amp and like turn up 35 decibels and try and find what they're saying. So, and it's just cool because it's, you think of, people write volumes of books on what's the magic, what's the, you know, like how the songs are plucked from a cloud and, you know, with a unicorn riding around and this is how the sound is created. But the fact of the matter is, it's just lads in the studios making noise. That's what it is. That's what a record is. And this, Sgt. Pepper's is no different from the rest.
Does it become easier because it's more digitized now, or do you actually get your hands dirty with a little bit of splicing and playing with some four track and some old equipment to get stuck into?
We use all the old equipment.
Yeah.
We do. The great thing about, I'm based at Abbey Road and we have the same gear that they had, you know, it hasn't been thrown away. So we use a combination of, like, you know, Altec compressors with the compressor they used on the sessions, you know, Fairchilds. We have the same mics. We want to re-mic stuff up. And we use, you know, things like ADT, which is called artificial double tracking, which where you run a noise through a tape machine and you vary speed it.
Mm-hmm.
Sam would sit for days, ADTing stuff because that's what they did. So, yeah, but there's no rules. It's not like, you know, we immediately put on tweed jackets and come to the road and this is how it's going to be. We use whatever we can.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
Right, are you ready to hear about Noel Gallagher's 50th birthday? I've been teasing it for the last hour and now it's time. So allow me to introduce you to the Gibson Brothers and the greatest song ever, Cuba. This was the soundtrack to The Weeknd. It kicked off on Saturday night at 5 o'clock with a mariachi band at the door of Aynhoe Park in Oxfordshire. And it got out of hand for the next 72 hours, as my voice can tell that story. So let me let the light in on the magic.
allow me to tell you what it smells like in the Sistine Chapel, one of the greatest parties I have ever been to. It really was something special. So as I say, the mariachi band, as you walked in, candles everywhere with Noel Gallagher's face on it. It had a bit of a Narcos theme to it. And here is the guest list. It really was world class. Deep breath, here we go. U2's Bono and Adam Clayton, followed by another great Irishman, Michael Fassbender, with his Mrs. Alicia Vikander, the great actress. Woody Harrelson was there. White Men Can Jump. Chrissy Hynde from The Pretenders. Lars Ulrich from Metallica. Paul Simonon from The Clash. The supermodel, Helena Christensen. Stella McCartney, the fashion designer. Bob Geldof, sleeping under a table. Matt Smith, Doctor Who. Lily James, also known as Cinderella. Manny from The Stone Roses, the one and only. Plus Hacienda great Mike Pickering. Take another breath. Damon Albarn from Blur and Gorillaz. Poppy Delevingne, Sadie Frost, Serge Pizzorno, the Cuban Brothers, Radio X's Russell Brand and Matt Morgan. How about this? David Walliam, straight from Britain's Got Talent. Import and Export Barons, Scully and Roy. Theo Hutchcraft, Two Sharrocks, Chris and Jay. Plus Jeff Wooten from Gorillaz. Oh, and me and the missus. There we go. What about that for a guest list? Right, I think we need to take a bit of a breather with some great music. And then I'll be back with some more Noel Gallagher and his 50th birthday and what happens when you put a collection of characters in a room like that for 72 hours with unlimited booze and bad behaviour. Right, this is Bastille in Pompeii. More Noel coming up in just a second.
Radio. Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
You are listening to me, Gordon Smart, with a lot of gravel in my pipes. After a wild weekend at Noel Gallagher's world-class incredible 50th birthday, I really still can't believe what happened. And I'm not actually properly in the right frame of mind to do this. But hey, let's get stuck into it anyway. Bit of the Gibson Brothers in the background with the song Cuba. There was one person I didn't mention that was on the guest list. The Queen of Pop, Madonna. Don't hear that on Radio X very often. I should just say we can't play all of that because I will probably lose my job. The bosses at Radio X just are not having that. We pushed it far enough with the Gibson Brothers. But yeah, Madonna turned up. Noel greeted her as she walked into the room and nobody actually invited her. And I think the famous line from Noel was, "Who invited you?" That was a terrible impression, but you get the idea anyway. So Madonna waltzes in, dances with Bono, and of course Noel's misses the gorgeous, pouting, fragrant, mini-skirted Sarah Gallagher, which was a special moment for her because she's a huge, huge fan. And then Scully. If anybody who's followed Oasis around the world or knows Noel Gallagher, they will know Scully as well, Manchester's finest. And he was introduced to her, and he kind of spoke to her as if she was the actual queen. It's one of the greatest meetings of the mind I have ever seen in my entire life. It really was something special. So the whole night kicked off with Radio X's Russell Brand introducing, as I say, the gorgeous, pouting, fragrant, mini-skirted style guru and former face of Edinburgh 1996, Miss Sarah Gallagher, the beautiful wife of Noel. I'll tell you what, she had some lovely words about Noel. She looked unbelievable too. And of course, Manchester, Robin Edinburgh, of his finest talent. Only Noel could get away with that. Anyway, she introduced that Irish fella, you might have heard of him, Bono, who delivered one of the most amazing pieces of poetry I think I've heard in honour of the great man. It really did have a feel of Pablo Escobar about it, and the words were well deserving of the man on his 50th birthday and the half century. So then Noel came on and very quickly pointed out that it wasn't his birthday party at all. It was all organised by his missus and it was done just in her style and as if she was celebrating her 50th. But I tell you what, it was something special. Then the Cuban Brothers came on, Mikey Keat, the greatest man from Edinburgh, and his gang of brothers, Kendall San and Juan Erection, they came on and did brilliantly as well. It certainly was a performance and a half. And it was great just to watch everybody getting stuck in and dancing around to Cuban music and getting wired in. It was something special.
Radio. Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
And you might have heard me banging on about one of my favourite Beatles tracks, A Day in the Life. I voted for it in Radio X's Best of British poll. Here is Giles talking about that famous song and getting his hands on the original tapes.
We just finished the Best of British poll at Radio X, and the one I put forward for my vote was A Day in the Life. As a producing operation to create that song, it was sort of brave and cutting edge at the time. What was it like for you to get your hands on that? And you know, how can you reinvent the wheel when you get stuck into that again?
It's really tough. Actually, the mono of A Day in Life, because the thing about this album is the Beatles mixed the mono with my dad and Jeff Emmerich, and then the stereo they just forgot about. They just did really quickly, and the stereo is what everyone listens to. Mm. And you listen to the mono of A Day in Life, the drums when they come in just explode out of the track because of limiting. It's almost like they open out the track. And to recreate that, but the thing about A Day in Life, it is one of the most complicated recordings as far as listening to. But it's really the first. If you listen to it, you'll hear guitar, piano, and there's a maracas and congas, and that's one track that's just played live, and John singing live, And then the other track is on. They've then overlaid bass and drums on top of that, and they left a hole for the orchestra. And that's what A Day in the Life is. It's actually really simple. But obviously, the thing about what the Beatles and my father managed to do is they managed to have complete. They knew what the end result was before they started it, and so they left holes for the orchestra. They knew exactly what they were doing, and it's tough to mix actually because it's very very simple, and it's not as though the original sounds bad, you know. And so that's the funny thing. It's like, wait a second. And also remixing songs is more about how the song makes you feel than about hi-fi.
Yeah.
You know, it's not about making the Beatles into Steely Dan.
Yeah, yeah.
God forbid. it's more about actually how does the song make you feel. Yeah. And my mode is always like, how do I remember this song sounding? And then make it sound like that.
I'm Gordon Smart with your evening show here on Radio X, and I've got one more part to play you of Giles Martin discussing Sgt. Pepper's, but let's enjoy this masterpiece now. The Beatles, A Day in the Life on Radio X.
Radio
X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
So, this is the last part of the interview with Giles Martin, the son of late great producer George, discussing the role of Sgt. Pepper's and what it plays in music 50 years after its groundbreaking release.
That's the thing about Sgt. Pepper. It holds this great position where you don't tend to listen to it as individual tracks. It has to be listened to as a piece, which I think is one of its greatest strengths. I don't know if you feel like that about it, or it's the same experience for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I went to... Actually went to a record label in America, and they said, what are you going to play? And I said, I'm going to play the album. And I went, the whole album? And I went, it's 38 minutes long. It's taken a lot, you know, some people have driven here for 45 minutes, yeah. You know. And this, it's a bit like the band, actually. You can take them out, and they might be great, but they're not as good as being together.
Yeah.
And, you know, like when I'm 64, I didn't really appreciate, and I thought it was like, maybe it was a bit of a soapy song, and then you kind of need it after Within You Without You, because it takes you out of that world. And it's a bit like, with being really, really middle class, it's like one of those sort of being made to eat a tasting menu where like, wait a second, I didn't want sorbet, you know, and then it comes like, oh, that's amazing. Or being taken on a journey or being taken on a ride, you know, or something like that, where you may not, it's actually the modern world where advertising people want to preempt what we think. What's better in life is to be surprised, you know. And I think that that's what an album does. And you learn to love songs you didn't think you'd like.
Yeah.
And Sgt. Pepper's is one of those albums that, as an album, it's just a piece.
Yeah.
And I wish people listened to albums more.
Radio X.
The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That's The Jam, that's Entertainment on Radio X. You are listening to The Evening Show with a very gravelly and broken Gordon Smart. I had one of the best weekends of my life at Noel Gallagher's half-century celebration put on by his amazing Mrs. Sarah McDonald. And I tell you what, it was something special. What did I bring to the party? Well, we've done a few mad things with him over the years, including losing my shoes on a night out, getting in a fight with Roman Abramovich, all that kind of nonsense. But starting a conga with a guest list like you have never seen really was a proud moment. So I'm going to take the Russ Abbott role on the guest list at the greatest birthday party with the greatest guest list ever. So a little bit of Russ in the background with Atmosphere is perfect for my highlights from Noel's 50th birthday party. How about this? Noel getting hoisted in the air and thrown about like a football manager after winning the league on a Sunday afternoon. Watching all the Man City boys at the party, singing Blue Moon to Manchester United fan Manny, alone with his fingers aloft in the beer garden. Or how about you two flying in from Dallas via Dublin and picking up some of the most unbelievable characters, Irish characters, who were still going at 6 o'clock on Monday, a full 72 hours later. Great effort. There's a brilliant flag as well, and no, El Presidente up behind the stage in full Don Pablo Escobar style. That was pretty special. My favourite story of the night, though, a mate of mine called Turts, Big Turts, he fell asleep for an hour or so, just a little disco nap to get some energy back, and he woke up to see Woody Harrelson being played the full U2 album by Bono, and then being asked for his appraisal afterwards. Unfortunately, he'd lost the power of speech. Michael Fassbender, one of the greatest men I have ever met. What a brilliant bloke. One of the biggest actors in the world right now as well. Top lad, Irish fella. He might be a big star, but he still doesn't know how to take the foil off his buttons after he's had his shirt dry cleaned. Thankfully, Noel pointed it out to him and helped him remove the foil. Noel wearing a fez cutting about in the Sunday. Or an unnamed famous actress, how about this? She was setting her boyfriend's suitcase on fire for coming home too late on the Sunday. The fire alarm went off 3 times that night. I spent about an hour with my arms around Manny. Cannot remember a word of what he talked about, but it definitely had something to do with the Stone Roses. Poppy Delevingne, how about that? Being dragged off a giant disco ball in the garden by security for swinging on it like Miley Cyrus. But one image I will never forget. He's a great man, Bob Geldof. He's done wonderful things for the world. But I saw him sleeping underneath a table on Sunday morning. It was incredible. Loads of great stuff just like that. Especially Noel cutting about in his Manchester City sky blue boxing dressing gown. That was something special. It was the best party I've ever been to. It was world class. Nothing can ever possibly match up to it. Such a good laugh. So many happy faces. So many great memories. We'll never forget what little we can remember. Noel and Sarah, from me, Kate, Jimmy and Laurie, and everybody here at Radio X, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. It really was something special. No one else does it like you. Nobody on the planet. Massive love and a huge happy birthday, your pair of total daft.
Radio. Radio. X. The Radio X Evening Show with Gordon Smart.
That was the Evening Show podcast here on Radio X with me, Gordon Smart, and producer Joe. It's been a real pleasure having your company. If you enjoyed that, please leave a review. That would mean an awful lot to me if you could do that. And also pass the message on to your friends that there's lots of great content in there, interviews and a wee bit of nonsense. Thank you very much for your time. I'll be back with another podcast for the Evening Show next Friday night, so hopefully you can have the time to download that too. I'll see you later.
Radio X.